IRS Notice CP14 is a notice of tax due and demand for payment. Along with the CP2000, it is probably one of the most common notices that the IRS sends out to taxpayers. You can see a sample CP14 notice right here on screen. And in this video, I'm going to tell you some reasons why you may have received a CP14 notice, and I will go through a CP14 notice section by section so that you can fully understand the CP14 notice you received in the mail. And then later on in the video, I'll tell you exactly what to do if you received a CP14 notice from the IRS. So the most common situation in which the IRS will send you notice CP14 is when you filed your tax return for the year indicated on the notice, but you did not pay the tax due, at least not in full. Okay, you didn't pay the amount due that was indicated on your return, including penalties and interest. However, there are other situations in which the IRS may send you notice CP14. For example, if you filed your 1040, your tax return, say, after the due date, and you paid the tax indicated on the return, you may think that you do not owe the IRS any money. However, because you filed your return and paid your taxes late, the IRS will likely have assessed both a failure to pay penalty and a failure to file penalty, thus creating a balance due. The IRS will likely also have charged interest to your account for the late payment. In this case, even though you paid to the IRS the tax liability indicated on your return, you may still have a balance due on your account for the year due to the penalties and interest, and therefore, the IRS may send you a notice CP14 for this tax year. Finally, the IRS may have sent you a notice CP14 in error, such as if you paid the tax due indicated on your return in a timely manner, but the IRS did not properly credit your payment to your account. All right, now let's go through the CP14 notice part by part, and then I'll talk about what to do if you received a CP14. So the first part of the CP14 notice is the billing summary. In this part of the notice, the IRS breaks down for you the total amount they believe you owe. This breakdown could indicate items such as your total tax liability as indicated on the tax return you filed or as corrected by the IRS possibly. There's payments and credits on your account for the tax year, penalties assessed by the IRS such as the failure to file penalty, failure to pay penalty, and or the failure to pay estimated tax penalty. And finally, the amount of interest the IRS has charged on your account for this particular tax year. Know that the penalties and interest amounts will increase the longer you delay taking care of this issue. The next part of the CP14 notice is the part where the IRS tells you what they want you to do. And naturally, the IRS wants you to pay the amount indicated on the notice within 21 days if the amount you owe is less than $100,000. It's within 10 days if the amount you owe is $100,000 or more. So you can see on the notice date was March 2nd, and the deadline for when the IRS wants this individual to pay is March 23rd. That's 21 days. And like I said, if the amount you owe the notice is $100,000 or more, the IRS will give you a 10-day deadline rather than a 21-day deadline. The IRS also mentions the possibility of paying off your balance via an installment agreement and gives some instructions on what to do if you think the IRS made a mistake in the CP14 notice itself. I have a whole video for you on IRS installment agreements. You can check out that video by clicking right up here. The link is also at the bottom of the screen. Next, the IRS tells you what they will do if you don't respond. Namely, they will continue to charge you penalties and interest. And after that, the IRS gives you a breakdown of how they calculated the penalties listed out in part one. As it sounds, the failure to file penalty is assessed when you fail to file your tax return by the original due date of the return, or if you filed a valid extension of time to file your return by the extended due date of the return. This penalty is calculated as 5% of the tax due shown on the return per month or part of the month your return is late, up to a maximum of 5 months or 25%. The failure to pay penalty is assessed when you fail to pay the taxes you owe by their due date. Generally, that is April 15th of the following year for most individual taxpayers. This penalty is calculated as 0.5% of the tax you owe per month or part of the month you have an outstanding balance with the IRS, up to a maximum of 50 months or 25%. You may also see the estimated tax penalty on there as well. The IRS expects you to pay your tax liability in 4 equal installments throughout the year. These payments are known as your estimated, or sometimes people call them your quarterly tax payments. And if you don't pay in your taxes throughout the year, the IRS may impose a failure to pay proper estimated tax penalty on you. Next, the IRS gives some basic information on how to possibly contest the penalties you have been charged. And last but not least, the IRS shares with you how they calculated your interest charges. Now that we've gone through the CP14 notice section by section, let's talk about what you should do if you receive a CP14 notice. Now, this is just a quick summary here in this video. If you want more information on how to contest things with the IRS, be sure to watch my video, How to Fight the IRS and Win. Link to that video is at the top of the screen and in the description below. But in summary, the first thing you should do when you receive a CP14 notice is you should check it for accuracy. It shouldn't be any surprise to you that the IRS can make mistakes from time to time. So be sure to review the IRS's calculations against your own and make sure that everything looks accurate to you. And then if you do find something you disagree with, take it up with the IRS. The CP14 notice itself provides you with the appropriate phone number you should call if you disagree with something in the notice. Now, obviously, getting through to the IRS right now is very difficult, so feel free to reach out to us at Choice Tax Relief at 866-8000-TAX. That's 866-8000-829 if you'd like us to investigate your case for you. Our staff is on the phone with the IRS all day. You can also visit us at choicetaxrelief.com. So then, after you've checked the CP14 notice for accuracy and either found it to be accurate or corrected any inaccuracies with the IRS, you should at least try for penalty abatement. I plan on creating a whole master guide to IRS penalty abatement in the near future, explaining how to approach that process in detail. And then at this point, you and the IRS should be in agreement, right, as to how much you owe, assuming there's still a balance remaining after you've taken these initial couple steps. So now you have to figure out how to deal with this balance you owe the IRS. First, you probably want to determine if you qualify for an offer in compromise. This is an agreement with the IRS to settle your tax debt for less than you owe. I've created several videos on this channel about the offer in compromise program. Some folks, somewhat erroneously in my opinion, call it the Fresh Start program. If you don't know much about the offer in compromise, watch my video on offer in compromise basics. Link to that video is at the top of the screen and in the description below. Now, if you don't qualify for an offer in compromise, you have other options. One of those options is to obtain a temporary pause on having to pay the IRS what you owe based on hardship. This is known as currently not collectible or CNC status. I have a video covering the basics of CNC status as well. Link to that video is at the top of the screen and in the description below. Then, of course, you could arrange to set up an installment agreement with the government. Depending how much you owe, there are some maybe not so obvious strategies here on, say, how to avoid a lien when getting an installment agreement. So keep that in mind. But if you don't qualify for an offer in compromise or CNC status, and the prospect of an installment agreement doesn't really attract you unless it's a partial payment installment agreement where you actually end up paying the IRS less than you owe them over the length of your installment agreement. I do talk about those kinds of installment agreements in my installment agreement video. But if none of those options will work for you, then really you'll need to pay off your balance in full to avoid maximum penalties and interest and to avoid any forced collection activity by the IRS. You can pay online at irs.gov/payments. You can also send in a check, the voucher found at the bottom of the first page of the CP14 itself. But if you don't do anything, and you go long enough without dealing with this issue and without addressing it, the IRS will eventually start taking forced collection activity against you through things like wage garnishments, bank levies, things like that. But I don't want that to happen to you. If you have found yourself at the mercy of the IRS and at the receiving end of a CP14 notice and you would like a professional in your corner, please give us a call here at my company, Choice Tax Relief at 866-8000-TAX. That's 866-8000-829. Or visit us at choicetaxrelief.com where you can book a free consultation. I also have some more tax relief videos for you to watch here on the left-hand side of your screen if you'd like to learn more about this stuff, because hey, this stuff is definitely not common knowledge. I also have a free report right below my face. You can click right below my face for you to download. All right, everybody, thank you for watching, and I hope to see you again in the next video. Bye-bye.